It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. Your teen's social life and independence are important for their long-term growth, but they may be introduced to substances at a younger age than you'd expect. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorst joins us today to offer advice to parents when talking to their teens about alcohol and smoking. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi, Terry.
All right, Dr. Tina, this can be a tricky subject to start considering societal norms around alcohol, smoking, and drugs. Where do parents start?
Well, I think you have to be honest with kids and you have to approach them kind of where they're at. Alcohol is very obviously one of the most common substances that are used. It's socially accepted. Adults use alcohol, so we have to do so, and we have to do so responsibly. We have to model behavior. Absolutely advocate for minors to not drink. I think a lot of times parents don't want to be foreseen as the bad parent, so they let things slide. It is illegal and it is not safe for children. Alcohol-related accidents are a leading cause of death in young adults and teens, so we just have to be real careful with alcohol. As far as smoking goes, kids and smoking over the years, we see more vaping than smoking. And the thing that's so worrisome to me in that regard is that we just don't really know the long-term effects of vaping at this point in time. Nothing. Inhaling, there isn't a substance you can inhale that is probably safe for your lungs, but we don't even know what vaping is going to do to our kids' lungs in the future. So I really, really strongly discourage smoking and vaping. And then you've got tobacco, of course, which leads to all kinds of oral issues, including potential oral cancers in the future. So we have to be real careful with that as well. Marijuana is also very common in young people right now. I like to remind them again that inhalation is not good for their lungs, and edibles pose their own risk. You don't know how they're made, you don't know where they're made, and quite frankly, it's still illegal.
And if parents are concerned, how do we talk to our kids about substance abuse?
I think it's important just to, again, meet them where they're at. Do so early, because it's best if you start having conversations before exposure. Once they're involved, it's going to be harder for them to pull back. Just talk with them about it and use examples. If you've got family members that have history of substance abuse, speak to them about that. And then, again, model behavior. Normalize non-use. There's a whole argument for young people other than legality for not using, and sports is a huge one. They can't participate in sports if they're using any substances. So I kind of hit that real hard when I'm talking to kids.
All right, Dr. Tina, thank you. That is great advice. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.